Pastor Bob Arthurs is on now. I'll be here to take your phone calls here this morning. 632-1000.
Ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio broadcast. My name is Bob Arthurs, and I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. This is Fundraiser Week here at WMIE 91.5 FM, and if the Refresh radio program has been a blessing to you, is a blessing to you, I pray that you'll give them a call this week and let them know that you listen to this program, that it is a valuable part of your day. You can call them at 632-1000, 632-1000. And if the Lord lays upon your heart to support the ministry of WMIE 91.5 FM, to keep the word of God going out across Brevard County and around the world through this great radio station, please call in and make a faith promise to them for the next 6 months. God has always taken care of Merritt Assembly of God. And so we get a few folks that support our radio ministry, but, you know, that radio ministry wouldn't take part if there wasn't a radio station here. And so if you could, pray about, becoming a supporter of the radio station, that would be greatly appreciated. 632-1000. Tell them that you listen to the Refresh radio program. And really, that is one of the ways that we get feedback. We get very little feedback from people. We get feedback from people who visit the church, but we don't get that much email communication. We don't get that much regular mail communication. We don't get that many phone calls. We did get a lot of feedback with hurricane relief, and that was greatly appreciated. We want to say thank you to those listeners who came out and were part of that outreach back in September. But if you mention when you call into the radio station at 632-1000, area code 321-632-1000, they let us know about the listeners that call in. They don't tell us your name or anything like that. They just say, hey, just wanted to let you know. We had a number of callers that called in during the fundraiser and told us that they are listeners to the Refresh radio broadcast. So we also want to say thank you to the folks at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804. If you are able to need their services for block or concrete work, give them a call. 321-536-5804. Been in Brevard County a long, long time, and continue to do great work. We've had them do projects for us over the past probably 20 years. Their family actually predates ours, is one of the few families that predates me at Merritt Assembly of God, as we've been there going on 25 years now, and we'll hit that mark sometime in December, second week in December. And so, but if they could be a blessing to you, 321-536-5804. That's Jits Concrete. Listen, I don't know about you, but hauling block, at the older I get, the heavier those blocks get. And, I've seen people who laid block and didn't know what they were doing. And I've seen people who laid block and knew what they were doing. And you want that job done right. So give them a call. They will be a blessing to you. Don't forget the fundraiser, 321-632-1000, and tell them you heard about them or you wanted to let them know that you are a listener to the Refresh radio broadcast and want the ministry of WMIE to continue here in Brevard County. We are talking about the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians chapter 5. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and patience. Everybody wants patience in other people, and we want what we want right now We don't want any delay, any hindrance whatsoever. And so with that being said, I think all of us could use a little bit more patience. Patience is not an excuse for inactivity. Patience is not just, you know, taking 10 deep breaths and allowing yourself to calm down. As we've talked about, patience is one of the ways that we possess our souls. That was talked about in Luke chapter 21. We talked about on yesterday's broadcast about patience impacts the way that we listen. And I don't know if you have ever been in one of those situations where people were going into excessive amounts of detail about a situation, but I'll pick on me. I was presenting a prayer request one time, and I'll just tell you what it was. It was, I need to pray for my dad's sister's husband's mother. Need you to pray for my dad's sister's husband's mother. And the person that heard me say that said, so you want us to pray for your uncle's mother? It's like, yeah, that's a much more concise way. And, you know, people have different ways of communicating things. They go into great detail. My wife can remember details about events that I can't even remember. You know, do you remember the outfit that I wore on our very first date? Or do you remember this restaurant? Or do you remember that? And she can remember all sorts of details and can go on and describe those. And so you and I, we need, that's what we talked about yesterday, we need to develop the fruit of the Spirit that impacts our hearing so that we listen patiently. In Romans chapter 12, we find a list of practical guidelines that are supposed to impact the lives of believers. I am firmly persuaded that a believer's lifestyle should be different from that of an unbeliever. There should not be just a little bit of difference. I believe there should be a great amount of difference. Let me read to you Romans chapter 12. We're going to read verses 9 through the end of the chapter. And we're not going to touch on all of these because we don't have that kind of time on this one particular program today. But it says this, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. In honor, giving preference to one another. Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil, having regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. So, the fruit of the Spirit we were talking about before, patience or long-suffering, is the fruit of peace. So let me just touch on that one here in verse number 18, and that says this, if it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. So if someone chooses to remain hostile to you, you are you don't have to repent of another person's actions. But we do have to go and put in as much effort to the situation as we possibly can. As much as it depends upon God, God has done everything that is necessary for you and I to be at peace with Him. He's done everything possible for there to be reconciliation between the Father and us. Jesus made that possible. The Holy Spirit is working in people's lives to enjoy the fruit of that spiritual peace. And yet there are people who are extremely hostile towards God. That is not a God problem. That is a people problem. It is just because they have not yet come to that place where they are willing to see that peace with God is of great benefit to them. You and I, on the same hands, we're not supposed to say, well, this is just who I am, and you're going to have to deal with it. Suck it up, buttercup. We're supposed to make every effort to live at peace with people. And so that means that we are going to have to be patient with them. I think of a student that I taught in Texas and just had in fact, out of all of the things that I taught, it was a different type of private Christian school. I taught five different subjects to kids in three different classes, and there is one young lady that stands out in my memory of the year that I taught, and that was because she had such a difficult time of grasping a concept. She was a straight A student until she came to this one area, and it was the first time that she was introduced to fractions. And all of a sudden numbers start having letters in the equations, and she was just having a real difficult time. And we worked with her and worked with her and worked with her to get her to grasp this concept. And it was extremely, it was a long, long time. But see, I wanted her to succeed. And so I tried every different technique that I could to get her to understand the importance of this. And, you know, after you failed at something over and over again, sometimes you just want to get frustrated and say, well, I'm never going to get it. But I said, okay, well, maybe if I, her mother was also a teacher in the school, I said, well, maybe if I got her involved, maybe she would be able to explain it in a manner. And that didn't work. And so the principal said, well, let me give it a shot. And so the principal tried to get her. And there were other kids in the class that they had already successfully got. And they said, well, let us try. And all of those efforts yielded no frustration or yielded no success. And she was quite frustrated. And one day God gave me the words to say, and it was literally one of those moments that was like the bright idea from Ford, if you remember those commercials, probably back from the 70s or 80s, and all of a sudden the light bulb went on in her brain, and she understood. She didn't just pass the test. All of a sudden she understood the concept, and she went on and aced and mastered that technique. All because someone didn't give up on her. And so today, let's look at some of these practical suggestions, and let's get to the one that deals with patience first. It said, patient in tribulation. Now, I want you to understand that there is difference between trouble that is brought about by yourself. There is a difference in trouble or tribulation that is brought upon you by other people or by the devil. And then there is a period of tribulation that is talked about in the Word of God of when the wrath of God is being poured out upon people. I was I was just reading the other day in the Minor Prophets, and that, you know, the wrath is not for God's children. The wrath of God is not for his children. I'm looking to see if I could find where I marked that verse, because it was like, oh, I really like that. So, but I'll keep talking until I find it, because I thought it was a great verse. There are some people that think that no matter what you do, God's always mad at you, and that he's always going to hate you and lash out at you. But I want you to know that that's not true. It's in the book of Nahum, chapter 1, verse number 2, and it says this: and he reserves wrath for his enemies. He reserves wrath for his enemies. The great tribulation is not about God pouring out his wrath upon his kids. It is a time when those who have had opportunity to embrace God experience the wrath of God, and his wrath is as great as his mercy. So it is true that God is love. That's his nature. But there is also a time where it's theologically it's been termed a period of dread release, where God has done everything that he can do and people have still rejected him, and he says, this is not in your best interest, but I'm going to let you have it your way. You wanted a world without God, and so the Great Tribulation is a world without God. And so that's not what that Great Tribulation is not what is talked about here. Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble. The reason that Christians will have trouble in this world is because they hated Jesus, and they are going to hate you as well. Listen, if the world loves you, you know, I pray that you've given them good reason to love you. But if they are loving you because they are not being impacted with the convicting power of the Holy Spirit, then we might not be living up to the potential that God wants us to have. So the early church experienced a great deal of persecution. They went through a great deal of tribulation. Paul went, you know, he communicated the gospel all over the world that he knew of at that time, and experienced tremendous hardships, being thrown to wild beasts, being stoned, being persecuted, imprisoned, and shipwrecked, and spending days and nights, in peril. And he said, the thing you've got to remember is when you are going through seasons of difficulty, do it with the patience of the Holy Spirit. Do it with the patience of the Holy Spirit. So let's read verse number 12. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. So if you're going through some problems right now, or challenges, I want to give you three things today. First, rejoice in hope. Okay? Because your problems have an expiration date, but your relationship with God does not. Your problems have an expiration date, but your relationship with God does not. And so this word hope is a confident expectation. This patience is, it is patient endurance with cheer and constancy. Patient endurance with cheer and constancy. So you and I, we rejoice in hope that God is the one who is ordering our steps, directing our path. And if we are going through a situation, that we know that there is something good that is God, that is going to work out. God works all things together for the good of those who love God and who are called according to his purpose. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. We are not only to walk in the Spirit, we are to be led by the Spirit. And so rejoice in the hope that God's going to work in this situation. There are things that I have learned in my life that I learned going through very difficult seasons. And what happened was that during those seasons of tribulation, I did not get mad at God, did not get frustrated with God, did not cut off God from my life. Instead, I pressed into God and said, God, I'm going to let this problem drive me closer to you, not drive a wedge in between us. The devil thinks that if there's problems in your life financially, if there's problems with your family, if there's problems in your life physically, that those things are going to take greater precedence in your life than your relationship with God, and you'll just walk away with God and says, well, other people have it better than I do, and they don't have a relationship with God, and so I'm just going to go and do life the way that they do. But the people who know their God say, you know what? If what I was doing before has made the devil so mad that he wants to lash out and attack me, I'm going to allow this to be a launching pad into greater revelation and greater knowledge with God, and I'm going to become stronger in this. I'm going to make the devil regret that he ever brought this problem into my life. I believe that every trial that we go through ought to propel us to the next stage of growth in our relationship with God. So you rejoice in hope. There's a reason that Paul could sing and Silas could sing praise and worship when they are bound and imprisoned in a dungeon in Philippi, and God was paying attention and rocked that jailhouse so that the jailer could get converted and his family. So you rejoice in hope, knowing that there is something that is good that is going to come. You have a confident expectation that God's going to be glorified when this is all said and done. You are patient in the tribulation, in the problem that you are going through. You don't get frustrated. Listen, everybody wants it to be very, very quick. There are people that we talk about in the scriptures that the reason we talk about them is because their faith prevailed even during a prolonged season of affliction. And it didn't destroy their faith. Said, what I need is I need to touch the hem of his garment. I know that my servant situation looks bad, but if I can get a word from God to speak to that situation, there's going to be a change in that circumstance. I know I may have been born without capabilities that other people have, but if Jesus will speak to the situation, he's going to do things in my life that have never been done before. That's what patience in tribulation looks like. Let's get off of the whine train and let's say, God, I'm going to be patient. I will wait for the Lord. The Bible describes all sorts of benefits to waiting. Waiting is not an inactivity. Waiting is an intentional activity where we are patiently waiting for God to show up. Okay? And then it says this, continuing steadfastly in prayer. Three little things today, and I believe that patience is the heart of that sandwich. You know, you've got rejoicing in hope. You have patient in tribulation. Jesus is our hope. Patient in tribulation. God's going to deliver me. And continuing steadfastly in prayer. Prayer is our hotline to heaven. It is our direct communication with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. And let me say this. Make your prayers bigger than your own world. If we become so focused on ourselves, if instead of lifting up our eyes and letting God reveal to us the needs that are around us, what happens is if we become internally focused, if all of our prayers end up being about us and about our family and our kids, and if it doesn't stir us in as an individual, then we don't pray about it. Then we become self-absorbed. And that's not a good thing. A star that becomes internally focused evidently becomes a black hole that begins to suck everything around it into it. I don't understand how that goes on, but it sucks things in. It, you know, the astrophysicists that I've heard say that not even light can get out of it. It is so dark. You know, there are people who they don't want what God had provides for them. They want what they want, and they want it now. They abandon the things that God has given to them, and it's not a path to greater revelation. Jude says that is the path, that's the recipe for a great darkness. So you and I, we need to make sure that we are rejoicing in hope, that we are patient in tribulation, and we are continuing steadfastly in prayer. If you're going through a difficult time today, I just want to encourage you, don't allow that to eat away at your relationship with God or derail you from your pursuit of Him. Instead, say, you know what? God's going to get the victory out of this. God always leads His people in triumphal procession. That's not just a promise in the Word for those people of that day. It is a reality. It is a statement of who He is in right now in 2017. So let me close out today by reminding you one more time that this is Fundraiser Week, Fall Fundraiser Week here at WMIE. And you can, if the Holy Spirit speaks to you, if God speaks to you about partnering with us to make sure the Word of God goes out over these airwaves, you can call the radio station and make a six-month commitment. That would be 632-1000, 321-632-1000. And as a result of that, you are going to be participating in the sowing of the seeds of the Word of God in the lives of people throughout Brevard County and in reaching into other counties as well. And people's lives are going to be saved. If you have a part in the sowing, you have a part in the harvest. God bless you today. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.